You're going to have pictures and words and so on, and I could help you with that if you want me to. Look at the USA Today, lay it out. That's what you want your websites to look like, just like that. Pictures and words, terrific. Did I get you at a bad time? So important, because he's going to say, well, I got three people in my office right now, so I really can't talk to you. So he's got the guilt thing going on. My God, Melissa's called me 15 times, and you know, she left me some messages, and she had the courtesy to ask me if she got me at a bad time. So that's how you start to develop a relationship with a customer. Did I get you at a bad time? Oh, so huge. Just so huge. And you're hoping they're going to say, no, that's okay, go ahead. And sometimes they do. But if they don't, now you got the guilt thing working, which is great. Okay, the next one is this follow-up call. And this is the same kind of basic stuff here. But in here, you know, these words are written down for you. These are the exact words for you to use. You know, you can change them some, but this is the kind of way to do it. You know, this is John from Lynn Medical following up. Oh, this is a voicemail. You're leaving a voicemail. So it's John from Lynn Medical. Make sure you get the name of your company. Sorry I missed you. I'll try to reach you again. And you could add to that if you want. You know, if it's easier for you, my 800 number is this. I always think that's a good thing to have. I was probably running out of space here at the time. And then now if you talk to the person, you could say to them, you may recall our discussion about the free boring kit or whatever. Now, you know, these guys have got zillions of things going on, and remembering you and your little phone in your world, you know, they may not remember it. So, you know, you don't want to put words in anybody's mouth. Melissa, you recall our conversation. You know, and Melissa's sitting there going, what? I get 5,000 calls a day. You know, so you may recall it. And they'll say, oh, yeah, I remember that. Okay. As mentioned, we will try. Okay, no, this is still. Oh, this is voicemail. I'm sorry. A little out of phase here. This is a voicemail. This whole thing is all voicemail. You may recall our discussion about the free boring kit. As I mentioned, we will try to reach you again. However, it's easier. I can be reached at Lynn Medical. And you say that with some emphasis at, and put your 800 number in. Then you hit pound and O. So the pound sends that message through, and the O gets you to the operator, so now you can be transferred further into the company. So now you come back and try to get the operator to transfer you over to the contact assistant. This is assuming you're not going to get this person. You're just leaving a voicemail, and that's why that's there. So now you come over here. You know, you basically go through the same thing. I mean, you can read this at your own. This is a follow-up. A follow-up, the cold call is the thing that's tough. The follow-up, you know, hey, you're just following up. It's no big deal. That's how you do it, and that's how you do it properly. You don't stop at Mr. Ross and a voicemail. You leave a good voicemail for Mr. Ross, but you're going back, you know, to get the operator to transfer you further in. You can find out more people, get more information, leave more messages, and that sort of thing. And sometimes, just because you get Mr. Ross's voicemail, he could still be there, you know, so you might get an assistant. So, oh, yeah, he's right here. So, you know, and then you could get to him. So you want to make it as productive as you can. Now, on page 61 is this upsell or cross-sell. Because once you start selling stuff to people, you can usually sell them more stuff. And why would you stop? If a customer says, look, I need an O-ring, why would you stop at an O-ring? For God's sake, you got the customer on the phone. You know how hard it is to get them on the phone? They want to buy an O-ring. For God's sake, they probably need bolts, this, that. And if you don't know what else they need, that's your fault. You need to go and find out from your engineers or whatever. You know, we get an awful lot of calls for this certain lubricant for our thrust bearings. Is there anything else we could sell them when they buy that? Can we sell them new bearings or what? You know, oh, yeah, I'm sure there's stuff you could sell them. It's just that you don't know what you could sell them, and you need to know that. So here we go. Again, the smile. This is how you're going to do it. If we're finished with your call, may I take a couple of minutes of your time to see if we can earn more of your business? That's the words to use. If you got better ones, God bless you. Call me, and I'll change these words. Melissa, we're finished. Melissa, if we're finished with your call, can I take a few minutes of your time? to try to earn more of your business? You know, I think you're pretty happy with our services. Can I take a couple minutes to tell you about some other stuff we have so we can earn some more of your business? Can I ask you about your current supplier of milling cutters or whatever? Can I ask you about your present supplier? Yeah, well, you know what? We buy all them from our parent. All right, we have a sister organization over in Ohio, Cleveland. Okay, put that in the database so we're not trying to sell that to them next time. You know, and that's it. I wouldn't try to, you know, like, can we sell you this? No, how about that? No, you know, I mean, we don't want to get into that kind of a deal. We'll just note what we can't sell them, and the next time we call them, we'll be asking about something else. So again, this is what we call a contact event close, because there are such things as closings, but they're events. They're closing on an event.